yes, if we are not doing exactly what we feel like we need to do without overthinking it and having made that decision with zero distractions, well, then we have been lost and forgotten unto ourselves, have we not? All right, when we come back with Dr. Miller, I just want to finish off the Fukushima thing. He was going to speak to us about some cleansing of the, we talked about mushrooms, of course, but it's interesting looking on my favorite website for this sort of thing. That would be ENE News. It's California official information on risk from Fukushima needs to be made public. And Kyoto radiation surge at Fukushima, government tells TEPCO take action. Asahi fish found with extremely high levels, blah, blah. And then you go down to the about 10 articles down, and NPR and California Department of Public Health appear on document with nuclear-related U.S. entities working together with TEPCO to disseminate Fukushima-related information. CDHP yesterday, that's California Department of Public Health, West Coast will get no radioactive contamination from the meltdown. So I want to ask Dr. Miller, should we just throw it all out, all of the information, because, or what? I mean, what do you do when one report says one thing and the other one, the very next one, totally contradicts the first one? All right, hang on. Just strap in tight. We might get a little bumpy tonight. This is Coast to Coast AM. Dr. Miller, what do we do with the information? I'll just give you just two little brief statements here, and just two headlines, and then just run with it. Just tell us, should we pay any more attention to it, or just begin whatever actions that we can take to maybe preserve our health, or do we just resign ourselves and we're gonna turn into something different? This official says TEPCO has failed at the plant, no progress made. TEPCO to change name, start new business. TEPCO demands nuclear workers return payments. Anger passing tipping point.
Okay, well, let's start with some concepts here. First, I don't think that the total radiation at this juncture is going to be to the point where I have stopped eating fish, but from the Pacific Coast. But that does not mean it's dangerous. Okay, in fact, I don't think that it is, but then I'm a worry ward anyway, and I don't have a Geiger counter to check my food. What I really would like is something even more sophisticated, because at some point, the world is going to, from geoengineering, GMOs, and the list goes down the line, where these corporations are, TEPCO, let's do TEPCO first. All countries in the world have for the last 20 years used their local mafias as cleanup. In the United States, garbage disposal is run by the mafia. In Japan, it's the Yakuza. Now, Germany, for more than 20 years, has been paid by all the different countries over there. France would pay Germany to take their spent radioactive waste, which has been for 20 years now buried in Africa, and why Africa now is rampant with cancer across the country. There's hot spots everywhere over in Africa right now. Nobody talking about that, because there are the mafias, the kinds that are basically not sociopathic, but their intentionality is driven on greed. The design with General Electric was not as a final solution, but left to your children to solve how we get rid of nuclear waste. There is no solution on that. And now Hanford, for example, is leaking. There's six barrels that we know of going into the Columbia River. That's probably how that California guy that walked, you know, everybody saw that video where he has this radiation counter and he's showing that the normal background is 40 gallons a minute usually, and he's up over 130 four times. Yes, that is what's happening now. The radiation levels exposed to everyone is like approximately 10 times higher. Now, that doesn't mean it's bad. We don't know how bad it is, because those studies have not been done properly or published correctly. Japan right now is showing thyroid cancer in children in Tokyo. I've got some absolute documentation on that. That means everybody over there got dusted. And why Australia and China are so uptight at banning certain things because they don't want it in their systems. I don't really know how bad Fukushima is because I don't have access to the real data. The cover-ups are such that what I believe happened is that there was a complete total meltdown on reactor 3 when the initial tsunami hit, and that dusted the world. And because we are now finding polonium particulate in Colorado and Arizona from the initial fallout, we've seen dandelion plants that are mutated where a particulate hit that plant and it changed it. You've seen those pictures. It's yeah. happening. How bad it's going to be in terms of our the humanity, nobody really knows. So rather than focus on blame games and who did what, at this juncture, because none of us know, the smart money says turn everything off and then reassess. Nuclear energy is not what we want to be doing, and everybody knows that. Why are we doing it?
Money.
That's where you start. And if you want to change this world, it's not going to be, you know, a movement. If you want to change this world, how did Rudolf Steiner put it? We are no longer at war in the physical world. That if you wish to change this world, you change yourself and the world changes with you. It's a matter of internal perception. Let me start there.
All right. And then, look, I don't mean to get too pedestrian here, but then... Well, what I mean is, and then do you become politically active and start putting some, just an entirely, I mean,
you know, that would be a good project for Coast to Coast, as with all of your listeners, having a website or place or a manager that would take each individual's vote and make sure appropriate congressmen see them. I'm doing a radio now in educational reform where sixth graders, that's 11-year-olds, are able to ask physics questions, or to Norm Shealy would ask medical questions, where we answer these as experts in the field to address questions that kids can't find in grade schools. And those grade school kids are so concerned in this group we're experimenting with that they individually, because it's penmanship and learning how to write a decent letter where it doesn't ramble, they wrote these letters to congressmen and they didn't respond, and the excuse was, what voting district are they in and are they old enough to vote? Now, it isn't going to be you or me that changes this world, but your children. And the children are watching how you're dealing with this right now, and that's where they're going to learn their neuroticisms. And so it's time for us to start walking our talk. Everybody knows what's right. You talked about demons, greed, jealousy, anger, you know, the deadly sins that we call demons in men. And really, it's like going into layers of relationship. A woman in a low level of emotional state wants to be cared for, caring, and yet at a higher level, it's called sharing, where you're not caring for someone, you're caring for yourself, and the caring part is a byproduct. It's internal landscape and the way you train your mind. And that's what needs to happen with all of your readers. And it would be really cool if you had a website where I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore. That would be a good place to start. And having that punching a button protest be delivered to congressmen on a daily basis to a point where they have to be accountable. Right now, there is no oversight or due diligence. They've hired, the Yakuza hired Lady Barbara Judge out of England to take over there. Now, that's good luck with that. What we need is everybody involved and everybody asking questions so that there is no more cover-up. I think basically the amount of radiation that actually got loose, and there's a lot of experts that will disagree with me, but Caldicott, Gunderson, some of the other names out there are right in line saying this is crazy, and yes, we need to stop it now. You know, West Virginia, North Carolina, several other states have had in recent weeks leaks that made the national news. That's yes, because all of the reactors are old now, and they're falling apart. And in Texas, right down the street from where you live, they want to put in a new reactor, a Simmons Daiichi form, the GE one. And the reason they want to do it is because the one that's there right now is leaking. How's that work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that would be,
and that's
where
you
Comanche
start.
Peak, I guess.
Well, that's Matt Stein. By the way, Matt says hi, and he would love to come back. So, you know, Matt and I do urban survival skill workshops, and it's a two-day thing where, you know, there's going to be a need for the way you do business. What would have happened if that X-band discharge last week dropped the grid on the East Coast?
Yes.
What would have happened when Niagara Falls froze over and you had no heat? Now, if somebody wanted to kill off a bunch of people because there's, quote, too many people in the world, that sounds to me like a pretty good direction. And yeah, nobody is thinking like that. They're using cell phones. Do you realize that the exposure to microwave band dosimetry, that means LD50 ratios, has increased 10 times with cell phone towers because of your romance with texting?
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard that if you put four iPhones together, I'm going to have to do that. I don't know four people with iPhones, frankly. They got everything. Maybe any cell phone will work. If you put a kernel of popcorn, just set it on the table, and then put four of these phones together, and then hit send on all four phones and call a number, it'll actually pop the corn. I wonder if that's true or not.
It's not. However, the little grade school children experiment where she takes two tap water glasses of water and puts one in the microwave and nukes it and then feeds it to two plants. The plant that gets microwaved water dies. Why? Because it destructures the water. Now, if that's from the inside out, and when you're boiling water, you're again destructuring the water to an extent where it's probably a good argument toward eating raw. Now, I haven't gotten there yet, but that's where my research is leading me in terms of food choices and the way we do what we do. You know, most of our processed and prepared foods are not even allowed in Europe. And
yes,
so why are we using nuclear energy over other possible cleaner, simpler, cheaper forms? Well, one is plutonium is a weapon, and we can study weapons while we're serving men.
What percent?
It's about. And I'm here as ex-military, you know, fiduciary responsibility saying, get a grip. It's time to make some changes here, and it's going to require you taking charge of your own personal evolution. I waited for the rapture. It never came for me. How about you? I'm still here trying to figure it out. And so I decided to get off my couch and train my mind, and that's when I was contacted by Navy and others to integrate this as part of basic training, because it's our belief systems and assumed truths that dictate how and the way this world turns. The world itself isn't real. What's real is your imagination and belief system. And Merlin said it very succinctly to Arthur and T.H. White when he said, anything not specifically forbidden is mandatory. If it's possible, you can count on it. That means if we're in fourth grade, that means if you believe in aliens, of course they are real. That's Carl Sagan. How could they not be? You know, that's what I'm trying. You have to take responsibility for the thoughts you choose to entertain. If you want to go into conspiracy, there it is. Sandy Hook, whatever, Aurora. None of that's real. When I looked at Aurora, for example, what I saw is the fact that pharmaceutical houses are allowed to give our children drugs.
I see Prozac all over all of it.
Imagine that. And then you have a little handler, second shooter, that uses scopolamine. That's a good one to work with. And the guy goes upwards. That's how it works. Now, all of it is to move. It was a big, that one was probably a run at our Second Amendment. It failed. And everybody went out and bought more rifles. Cool. But that's the way it's working. How does 1% of the population control the other 99? How did CIA put it? Mind control? No, we don't need mind control. We've got TV. Imagine how just your own life will change by turning off the TV.
My dad called it the idiot box.
Well, there it is. Hey, kids, what time is it? I remember in the 50s when the screen was 4 inches across and green and white. That's old, man. I just thought you'd like to get that little glimpse of the past of howdy doody. The problem is we are mindless and not thinking about bigger pictures within ourselves. We're more worried about the external, and right now there's a bunch of internal work that needs to be done because that will change everything.
What percentage of the population will it take to affect the change on the non-hackers and the unwilling to make the change, the ones unable to do it consciously?
Okay, and we're going to go on to aliens next. Okay, well, it used to be 10%. Now, the new studies say that if 5% of Walmart shoppers stop shopping at Walmart this day, Walmart would fail in 1 week. That's how it's going to work. You just say no.
It's that Margaret Mead thing.
What's that?
It's that Margaret Mead thing about the...
There it is. You know, and witchcraft, there it is. Yeah, I know Margaret Mead. But you realize that's social anthropology, which is now called, by the way, cybernetic anthropology. Laughlin, the Aquilian McManus, how group constructs like Chicago creates a group consciousness different than New York. And really, what we're training out of ourselves is the uniqueness of self. Everybody being different. And to try to make all the first graders conform to this kind of script or, you know, that kind of spelling, it's why a dyslexic child, autistic child, can grow bedding plants better than master gardeners. I've met Temple Grandin. There's nothing wrong with her. Yet, our society would see her as different. And yeah, that's what makes us so wonderful. And that group collection forms the collective unconscious or the numinous, the archetypal part of man.
This is extraordinary. I have too many questions for you.
Well, that's what I did. I'm like a physicist that when I woke up and saw what I was doing for the military, I walked away from it and became a mountain man. And for the last 35 years, I've been a farmer and was one of the pallbearers for Chuck Walters, Acres USA. I was that into it. And let me tell you, I've come out in 2001. The first new paper I wrote was that synthetic telepathy in the early mind wars, where I talk about the old things because of everybody whining about being targeted individuals, which is very valid. But I'm guessing it's not your neighbor. You know, you could take a microwave oven and some gutters and hassle your neighbor with synthetic, you could set up, disrupt his life easily with waveguides and your microwave oven.
Wait a minute. We don't want to give anybody any ideas now, Doctor. I'll tell you what. When we come back, let's talk about your association with the Navy's Intel MRU, the Mankind Research Unlimited Department, and Dr. Carl Schleicher, the MK Ultra guy. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. You know, Dr. Miller, visibility keeps us free, theoretically. So if you were in a position to say yes or no, do you know what HAARP does? Everybody wants to know, not everybody, but too many people want to know, was the tsunami that attacked the Daiichi plants at Fukushima, was it generated by HAARP? Is it weather manipulation? What is it?
HAARP. I was part of Esalen's project. Nick Begich is my publisher, confidant, best friend. HAARP. What I did with HAARP was the 0.3 to 3 gigahertz microwave studies. I did that original studies after Alan Frey discovered that man has another sensory motor input. How it works, 0.3 to 3 gigahertz is a very narrow band in the microwave that causes the temporal lobes to heat up slightly. It's not harmful. And they begin to ring, and you can heterodyne audio onto that, and you can hear it in your heads without it going through ears. Now, the first application of that would have been perfect for the deaf. Yet, military is defense first, and so they made a weapon out of it. Today, that is the weapon of choice, 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. We're going to get to HAARP in a second here and how it relates. With Commander Solo, you look it up. That's the first ordnance that was used on Afghanistan, Iraq. In the first Bush, when he went into Iraq, noted how there was two or three GIs out there with their little M16s or whatever rifles they were using, and there were big piles of rifles as the Iraqi were coming out of the bunkers, surrendering. How does that work? 0.3 to 3 gigahertz can convince you. That's what they call synthetic telepathy. That is the idea of electronic stalking, where, you know, it has other applications through wall surveillance. There's biological amplification. That means they can use your brain with these frequencies. So HAARP was originally developed as a communications device for if and when an EPM went off, an electronic spike that flooded software and everybody's comms are down. They wanted the subs to have something that they could still talk to each other. And the way they did that, they created an antenna array that would shoot a microwave band up into the ionosphere, and it would rattle around, and you could pick up on that as a communications device. Then they started to expand to see, this heats up certain parts of the atmosphere. Can we use this for weather control? And then they started doing other experiments. The Challenger, there's some evidence to indicate that the Challenger was using a HAARP-like thing for an inertialess, less acceleration, and it destroyed the Challenger. I do not know if that's true or not, but then they put, up in Alaska, that's where the first one was, the second one got put down in Adelaide, which is diametrically in the opposite part of the universe, in an attempt to see if it could do mind control, group mind control. Europe got freaked out and passed laws and UN argument on it. Didn't work. Doesn't work like that. And I don't know to what extent HAARP is using with the geoengineering projects with barium oxide and some of the other things. I don't have the vector on that yet. That's the next thing I'm going to research, like I did Fukushima. I'm doing this for military because even within military, we don't know what's going on, and we're all national corporations are above men. When I worked military, old man DuPont was in charge of science, and he reported to Rockefeller, and DuPont had a little company called Monsanto that was a weapons company that created 2,4-D, Agent Orange, and Paraquat defoliants. And then in the 1990s, Monsanto became its own monster, bigger than DuPont, and started going, first we're going to control the seeds of the universe, and then they moved to the next level of GMOs. And today, while everybody's worried about GMOs, they are now weaponizing epigenetics, and we'll go to there if you'd like to. And with HARP and this geoengineering and GMOs, I think it's time for a lifestyle change. And our romance with electrical current is doomed. All we have is an X-band off the sun, and the East Coast is going to have a kill ratio, the likes of which the Earth's never seen, except probably with a flood or an ice age. You know, imagine being in New York City, 15 floors up in your penthouse suite or whatever you're in, and you can't flush the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how's that going to work?
It's not.
Well, how's that cell phone thing going to work? I remember when we had a big flash and 50,000 people up in, Ontario, lost their cell phones. That's going to happen. We're going to have, that's why FEMA's doing what they're doing, is that our dependency on certain kinds of technologies are extremely stupid, and we need to rethink why we do it. Now, how's the cell phone thing protest going to work? Well, 5% stop using cell phones, and watch what happens next to Nokia. That's how it's going to work. You just say no and try to be informed. Well, that's what you're doing, John. You're trying to interview people that give the straight scoop and direction on how to empower yourself. I don't want you to be fearful. I want you to let you all of you know, man is right now in process of changing, just like he is. And it's very exciting for me to see this. Yes, I have a lot of fears. You know, I have no idea how it's going to play out. That's also the mystery of the ride. You know, the wonder of not knowing. But to be empowered, you need to take control of your mind.
All right, then. Let me ask you one more, and then we'll go any direction you want.
But everybody thinks you wanted to know if it was used. I'm sorry. You wanted to know if it was used on Japan? No, I don't think so. You know, that was a CMA that came off and caused a 7.4 on the 9th, and then the aftershock where that plate shifted about 100 miles out at sea that created the tsunami. And that was natural. Now, Iran and that meltdown, that might have been software, you know, trying to mess them up to make it look like everything's good, and yet they were in meltdown. I think the tsunami was the part that took Japan down. That was an accident waiting to happen, and you've got them in your own backyard. And wow. That was the purpose of that one Nexus article that Matt Stein wrote, 400 Chernobyls. It's time to stop this nonsense.
All right. Now, let me ask you one more, and that is, and that's, this is not on the sheet. This is just out of left field. Huh? What about that thing where Lindsey Graham went crazy up there and said, if we don't go to war, don't take action in Syria, Charleston, South Carolina might suffer a nuclear attack, and simultaneously there's this unusually documented transfer of these weapons, and supposedly one of them was detonated out in the ocean. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dr. Garrow was on.
Distractions, most likely. War is good for business. And if you've got a struggling economy, oh my, it seems like that's what's happening. Let's go to war. That's okay. How it works. It's all about business.
Yeah.
Well, you're smart. You've got it. You talk to enough people, you can hear the truth when it's spoken. Now, what are you going to do? Well, let's set up a hotline or at some point, if it makes sense, where individuals that do want a life change, where do they go first? You know, and that might be poking a button. And I'm going to say, as a League of Concerned Scientists, the first thing that needs to happen in this world right now is that all switches on nuclear energy are turned off. Then we'll reassess what kind of damage it did and how we're going to correct it, bioremediation, whatever. But we need to turn them off first because they're all a mess.
I just happened to see something from the old Irishman, Jonathan Swift, and it was just a little sentence from one of his works, and it goes like this: "When nothing's worth defending, we build a magazine." A magazine being a place where you store your weapons and your ammunition.
I said, you
know what I mean? It really grabbed me, and I'm looking at this and looking at this militarization. It's like it's understood that war is really, really good for business, but we're running out of wars overseas, and the rest of the world is going, look, what are you doing?
The Illuminati thing that they talk about and the New World Order at war basically is a metaphor. It's a bunch of Jesuits out of Rome that war with China on minimum wage from $2 an hour to $12 an hour. And so the gross national product got shifted backward. I remember when I went into agriculture in the 70s, our gross national product for production was 10%. That means that the United States grew 10% of what it needed in the United States, and the rest of it was imported spices and whatever, pharmaceuticals from Germany, whatever. Now, that's all changed. And what happened is I started a project in Chattanooga where the city of Chattanooga now eats 40% of the food they produce right there in that town. That means if you went to the Chattanooga River, you're in this big four-story restaurant on the river, there'll be a greenhouse right next door to it. Now, that greenhouse can't even produce the amount of food going through that building. However, what they did next is they converted 12 of their playgrounds, children's playgrounds, into farmers markets. They've got 12 different places in Chattanooga where growers every day can barter and trade. And that, by the way, is the second thing. A paradigm shift in agriculture would mean that you are no longer selling food. It's part of your divine right. And you take community gardens, and that's where you have the social focus, like it used to be the Grange or the old country store with a potbelly stove. This is a place where everybody goes to center. And what I did is I had 400 children under 4 years old with 60 master gardeners growing wildflowers and wildflower salads to feed the homeless. And everybody got it. The children were able to produce more food than a larger body of adults needed, and it was all non-GMO. The children make better food choices than we do. And really, it's time for us to show the children what we want out of our lives by starting to walk the talk. That's where the children learn how to do it. That's the educational reform with a paradigm shift in agriculture. If you barter your food, graded, you know, rather than sell it, it is no longer a terrorist act, and FDA is out of it.
Okay. All right, let's take a look. Let's pull the wheel really sharply to one direction. All right, here we go. Did you work with anybody associated with MK Ultra? And is that
MK Ultra is CIA?
Yep.
Navy intelligence was always ahead of the curve. When the Army and the CIA were doing men who stare at goats 10 years later, the story we were doing is horny women staring at randy old goats. Get a grip. Some general trying to run through a wall and he can't because he didn't have the right mental state. Give me a break. And it wasn't even the right goat that died when you stared at him. It was one next to him. Well, okay. I mean, really, man, CIA and Army pick up the dregs 10 years later of what DuPont, experimental research station, you know, the whole thing in Wilmington, there it is. That's where technology, Navy, dominated. Not Army, not Marines, Air Force. They all have technologies. But usually there are pickups after what the Navy explored. And so you wanted to know about Dr. Carl Schleicher. This is probably, I worked for him. I was Northwest Regional Director. That means I ran everything on the West Coast that was paranormal. That was SRI, Livermore, Argonne, you know, China Lake, Boeing, Scientific Research Laboratory, South Park, Battelle, Douglas United Nuclear. We had projects going everywhere. Whenever there was paranormal, if it was on the West Coast, I did it. If it was on the East Coast, Dr. Carl Schleicher did it. And Dr. Wilbur Franklin out of Kent State did all the Chicago studies. And so it was divvied up. And that's why Montauk was done by Schleicher and his, you know, if you look up Schleicher, he is normally referred to as the smoking man, and I'm normally referred to as the real Fox Mulder because I did the first workup before Carter was brought in on X-Files. And I couldn't talk about aliens because back when I was doing it, it wasn't, we knew about aliens, but we were really worried about what the Russians were doing. As it turns out, that was also a false flag. I discovered that in 1970. Berlin Wall, Nikita Khrushchev banging his gavel, you know, his shoe on the gavel at the United Nations. It was all for show. Because what documents I saw, there was a joint manned expedition to Mars in 1968, 1 year before the moon. We were never interested in the moon. Didn't even have cheese on it. I mean, it's you got, anything you want to do, you have to take it there. It's a gravity well. You just as easily do it in L5 position out in space. Cheaper. So why would we want to be to the moon? Well, we did go to the moon. It happened. But there's so much disinformation and red herrings out there that people are distracted, like in Leisure Maine, where they're watching the wrong thing. Sleight of hand.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's how it's going.
People float these theories out there.
Here's the deal. When you construct an assumed truth and belief system, that sets up a universe with realities and limitations. And that's why you use, it's one of my chapters, how to use belief systems like you would a pair of clothing. Now, in metaphor, I have a pair of bell-bottom pants I'm never going to fit in again. And those days are gone. But you think I'm going to throw that pair of pants away? Boots are like that. You don't have to get rid of them. But sometimes they're not appropriate. And they should be used as tools, not drivers. What that does is limit where you can go.
Okay. So are we working with, are we working with,
I got you. I love it.
Are we working with alien technology or are we working with the aliens themselves, the Russians notwithstanding?
How's the best response to that? Yes. Aliens are us, most likely. Carl Sagan said it best. They're from much closer and much further away. They've been here since the beginning because who knows, maybe it's you. That, you know, paying it forward, paying it backward. I don't know how that all works. I don't know. I can tell you that anything that you could possibly imagine is what might be happening is true. And more.
You know, you're
making it so with your imagination.
I just wonder if
waters and the way microtubules work and psyche going into matter.
Well, yeah. I'm wondering if we might find ourselves reaching a state where we've manipulated with so much that we begin to have little flashbacks of past and future mixed in with our present. We'll get into that maybe when we come back with our first time guest tonight. And thanks to Command Lady Lisa for hooking us up with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. What a delight as we make our way on into Sunday morning here on Coast to Coast AM.